Hey, everybody, Josh Sigurdsson of World Alternative Media here, and we all know that the vaccines cause cancer. Well, now there's new Japanese research essentially proving everything we've said was true. We've gone into so many major studies over the past couple of years regarding so-called turbo cancer, not to mention myocarditis and all these other issues. Well, this is out of the Defender. It says significant increases in cancer mortality after COVID mRNA vaccination, Japanese researchers find. And, this shouldn't come as a surprise to anyone. We're going to actually dig deep into that today, but this shouldn't come to as a surprise to anyone, but somehow it does. We have Nature magazine saying things like, "Why are so many young people getting cancer?" And we have, of course, this out of Yale Medicine, "What to know about rising rates of early onset cancer." We have cancer rates set to rise 77% by 2050, according to the United Nations, where they also acknowledge that doctors are baffled, which I recently reported on a little while back in a video called "Government Admits Vaccines Cause Turbo Cancer, Millions Are Dying," from about 4 months ago, December 2nd, 2023. I did this video. And, that comes with, of course, papers like this from Medical News Today. It says an estimated 35 million new cancer cases to occur in 2050, WHO warns. And of course, as I've reported on before, out of the expose, Moderna confirms COVID mRNA vaccines cause cancer. They acknowledge it. The UK government acknowledges it. It's in their own papers. So again, why are we still asking the question? Why are doctors baffled by why people are suddenly getting cancer? I know multiple people myself who died within about 2 to 3 weeks of getting the injection of sudden onset of cancer. It's really sad. And they can always cover it up, just say it's cancer. Yet when people would die of cancer in 2020, they blamed COVID. They said it was COVID. So it's funny how they manipulate the numbers in both ways. Well, actually, it's not funny. It's evil. We're gonna dig into what this Japanese research finds today. But before we do, I urge people to check those links below. Again, we have options if you are worried about these issues like cancer. This is so unbelievably important for everyone to get on now. I mean, we have rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. You could use code Josh, Josh, and save some money. Again, we've interviewed John Richardson Jr. many times. I urge people to check out our Kate Middleton video from about a month ago, where we broke into these recent influxes of cancer. King Charles and Kate Middleton, not that they actually got the real vaccines, but nonetheless, they're normalizing this. They're normalizing this because they're also pushing for a cancer vaccine that is mRNA, which would only lead to, well, more cancer. It's like they give you a vaccine to not be sick, and it literally destroys your immune system and it goes in a circle. It's evil. So again, check out rncstore.com. Again, that's in the description. Make sure to use our link. Make sure to use code Josh, Josh, and you won't regret it. Also, I urge people to check out our link for Wild Pastures, where you can get 20% off your life with 15 plus $15 off your first box. 100% grass-fed and finished beef, pasture-raised chicken, pasture-raised pork, and wild-caught seafood. No modified RNA, which they're putting in the food supply, by the way. No mRNA, no GMOs, no hormones, no pesticides, or any other chemicals. All raised in regenerative family farms in 48 U.S. states, delivered to your door, temperature-controlled, and of course, customizable as you see fit. So again, that's a huge one. Make sure to check that link for Wild Pastures linked in the description. Now let's get into this. So this is out of the Defender, and says significant increases in cancer mortality after COVID-19 mRNA vaccination, Japanese researchers find. A Japanese peer-reviewed study found statistically significant increases in cancer mortality, especially after the third COVID-19 mRNA vaccine dose. John Campbell, PhD, analyzed the study on his podcast during a separate episode. Campbell discussed the study with Angus Dauglish, professor of oncology at St. George's University of London. Now, let's get into this. A Japanese peer-reviewed study found statistically significant increases in cancer mortality, especially after the third COVID-19 mRNA vaccine dose, according to John Campbell, PhD, a prominent healthcare commentator. In an April 13th podcast, Campbell discussed the study published April 8th in the journal Curious. The study and analyzed official Japanese government statistics to compare age-adjusted cancer mortality rates during the COVID-19 plandemic. Again, COVID never existed. It was a hoax. It was only cultured in Vera monkey kidney cells and compared to a computer simulation. It was never isolated, let's be clear. And it says with pre-pandemic rates. So they're comparing COVID-19 plandemic 2020 to 2022 with pre-plandemic rates. Campbell also discussed the findings with oncologist Angus Dauglish in a podcast that aired today. Campbell first showed the increases in mortality from all causes in Japan from 2021 through present. The study indicated a 2.1% mortality increase in 2021 and a 9.6% increase in 2022. Regarding cancers, the researchers found no significant excess mortality in 2020, but a 1.1% increase in 2021 after the rollout of the first and second vaccine doses, and 2.1% increase in 2022 after two-thirds of the population had received a third dose of the mRNA COVID-19 vaccines. Keep in mind, 2.2% of an entire population is insane. Mortality for some cancers increased as much as 9.7%, according to the study. And we see a chart here, which kind of goes over, you know, the age groups as well as a percentage rise. And of course, the overall rates. So this is significant, to say the least. And I want to also cut away for a moment to point out 2020 had a decrease in deaths overall. 2021 had a decrease until week 21 of 2021, which happened to be the exact week of the rollout of the emergency use authorization. So imagine that. It just happens to be to work out that way. And ever since, we've been seeing skyrocketing death with no end in sight, increasing year over year. Even though less people are getting injected, we're still seeing the rise continue. It's because it's a ticking time bomb. It's catching up with people. Keep in mind that 79% of people who have died after being injected, according to multiple peer-reviewed studies, 79% of them died because of the vaccine. It doesn't mean that they wouldn't have died from those things later, but it sped up the process dramatically of illnesses that they would have got, heart issues, cancers, et cetera, strokes, whatever it might be, autoimmune disorders. It sped up the process and made the body less capable of defending itself. So this is one of the main things that's occurring right now. We're seeing the immune system absolutely get devastated, and then we see cancer. Of course, in the aftermath of that, it's absolutely tragic. But continuing on here, you know, we have these graphs, and it says the data showed significant increases in mortality from the following cancers. Ovarian cancer increases of 2.5% in 2020, 7.6% in 2021, and 9.7% in 2022. That is absolutely enormous. Leukemia, a decrease of 0.2% in 2020 and increases of 1.7% in 2021 and 8% in 2022. It's impossible for people to honestly say with a straight face that that's not correlated. Prostate cancer, increases of 1.2% in 2020, 5.3% in 2021, and 5.9% in 2022. That's insane. Oral and pharyngeal cancers, a decrease of 0.6% in 2020 and increases of 1.3% in 2021 and 5.5% in 2022. Skin cancer, increases of 0.6% in 2020, 0.1% in 2021. So that's not a big a significant move, but then 3.2% in 2022. Uterine cancer, decreases of 1.1% in 2020 and 1.3% in 2021 and a 2.5% increase in 2022. So there's certain things that are affected and certain things that aren't, obviously. And I guess the internal issues are most obvious, ovarian, leukemia, and prostate cancers. But nonetheless, you know, this is obvious. We have it, you know, black and white on paper right here from these studies. And it says, and I quote, "So again, we see the strong temporal correlation between quite significantly increased rates of ovarian cancer with the vaccine rollouts here," Campbell said, calling each additional correlation another weird coincidence. "All cancer deaths are statistically significant," Campbell said. "Excess deaths emerged in 2021 and increased further in 2022. In addition, significant excess mortality was observed after August 2021, whereas mass vaccination of the general population began around April of 2021. Campbell noted that while the study did not measure new cases and some types of cancer take years to develop, the findings suggest the vaccines may be accelerating cancer deaths in patients with pre-existing tumors. Gee, you think? Nothing to see here. Shut up," it says. Dauglish, a renowned oncologist and professor at St. George University of London, has warned about the potential risk of RNA-based vaccines since early in the pandemic. In 2022, He sent an urgent letter to the BMJ warning about leukemia, non-Hodgkin lymphoma, and other cancers he said are associated with the mRNA shots. In a separate interview with Campbell published today, Dauglish said that said he observed a concerning pattern of rapidly progressing cancers in his patients who had received booster doses. Dauglish told Campbell about melanoma patients who were stable for years, suddenly going into rapid relapse, typically within 3 to 12 months after COVID-19 vaccination. Remember, in the first 14 days, you weren't counted as injected. So a lot of those numbers are also taking out, and a lot of people died immediately after it. So it's already a skewed number. It says, and I quote, "I shouted, I screamed, the canary in the mine," Dauglish said, but was told it was pure anecdotal, nothing to see here, shut up. And by the way, you'll upset cancer patients. Having conducted research on vaccines, Dauglish said, "It's an adage now, the subsequent booster doses would become increasingly less effective until they disturb the immune system so much that the disease you were trying to prevent was actually fueled by it." Despite the attempts to suppress his observations, Dauglish said he was contacted by doctors from all over the place telling him, "We are seeing the same thing." Yes, I know of doctors personally that have said that. And of course, people that aren't in the mainstream. You know, there's also the issue that these injections, the first time COVID-19 was ever mentioned by the government was in a DARPA document to Dr. Anthony Fauci back in 2018. SARS-CoV-2, it's mentioned again, SARS-CoV-2 is a hoax. But in the document, they say that SARS-CoV-2 is a vaccine-induced illness. So that kind of actually plays into what Dauglish is saying here. And of course, backs up what, you know, thousands of other doctors are saying as well, that the issues were coming from the injections. How the vaccines might promote cancer. The Japanese study authors and Dauglish discussed several potential mechanisms by which the mRNA vaccines could promote cancer development and progression. And I quote, "These spike proteins and nanoparticles induce microclots," Dauglish said, noting that cancer patients are already predisposed to blood clotting disorders. And I quote, "From my training, I remember specifically that prostate and pancreatic cancers are really associated with increased clotting," he said. "One of the major causes of mortality in patients with cancers is cancer-associated thrombosis, blood clots," the study authors noted, which obviously is huge among these injections. In addition to the blood clotting risks, the study highlighted the potential for the vaccines to suppress cancer immunosurveillance by interfering with the innate immune response. And I quote, "Of course, cancer probably arises regularly, but the immune system normally takes care of it," Campbell said. And I quote, "T-cell response is suppressed or exhausted after the third shot." The first booster, which again, the first two are not, they're just the part one and part two of the first shot. And then the third is the booster. Dauglish said, my own practice is bullying us to go and get a spring booster to just set you right for the summer. It's unbelievable. Some studies have shown that type one in interferon responses, which play an essential role in cancer immunosurveillance, are suppressed after SARS-CoV-2 mRNA LNP lipid nanoparticle vaccination, the study author stated. Campbell and Dauglish also discussed the possibility of the vaccines directly causing DNA damage and mutations that could lead to cancer, particularly through the inhibition of tumor suppressor genes like P53 and BRCA, breast cancer genes, and MSH3, which, by the way, I mentioned in a past video regarding the studies and the information from Moderna, which said themselves that it was destroying the DNA and causing cancer. Moderna has admitted its mRNA COVID vaccine causes cancer after billions of DNA fragments were found in vials of the dangerous injection. So this came out a while ago and Moderna acknowledged it in court, and the UK government has also acknowledged it. So again, we've done a lot of videos on this, but it says, in the Defender, again, continuing on with the original article, the study author suggested the downregulation of ACE2 receptors by the spike protein could result in excessive oxidative stress, which can damage DNA and cause cancer. They cited studies showing that the mRNA can be reverse transcribed into the human genome, potentially leading to chronic inflammation, DNA damage, and increased risk of cancer. Finally, The study authors proposed the mRNA vaccines, through the binding ability of the spike protein, specifically bind to estrogen receptor alpha and upregulate the transcription activity leading to breast, ovarian, and prostate cancers. Dauglish also raised the issue of intravascular coagulation and, I quote, very long clots in the major vessels that he has heard about from the mouth of undertakers. We've seen a lot of that. Mike Adams has shown examples on video of these clots. Campbell said he spoke with UK-based undertakers who said they were seeing it in about 20% of bodies they were embalming. And I quote, we know that these clots now almost certainly are made of amyloid protein that can potentially be made from the genetic instruction of the vaccine by what's called frame shifting, he said. My worry is that we might not have seen anything yet, Dauglish said. We're just seeing a few icebergs as we sail across the Atlantic, and the big ice sheets have yet to come. It's very clear that they have lied to us. Campbell and Dauglish emphasize a troubling absence of similar cancer mortality data being publicly shared by health agencies and government in other countries. And I quote, why aren't these data presented in papers in the United States and the United Kingdom is an open question, Campbell said, noting that unlike other studies, the Japanese researchers were not blaming the COVID-19 infection itself or reduced cancer care due to lockdown. Dauglish criticized the lack of engagement and transparency from experts and authorities, accusing them of suppressing information about the potential risks of the vaccines. It is very clear that they have lied to us, Dauglish said, but added people are just suddenly waking up. Those who fell for it are actually admitting now that I fell, I couldn't believe it. I know, I've met many people like that. Campbell agreed, adding, but people often do lack the specific knowledge, and I put myself in that category. It took a long time before I realized we were wandering well and truly down a garden path. Campbell and Dauglish called for more extensive investigation and disclosure of cancer data in light of the Japanese study, the study's findings, emphasizing the urgent need for scientific inquiry and public awareness about the potential link between mRNA vaccines and increased cancer deaths, the potential. We know it's true. And, you know, what's interesting all the while is that they're pushing a new cancer vaccine that's mRNA. And they're normalizing it. And they're pushing this into the public lexicon to the point where it's just, we'll create cancer with mRNA and then come in with mRNA and save you from cancer. It's absurd. It's insane. And Donald Trump and Joe Biden both have been pushing it. King Charles has been pushing it, even though he doesn't even support pharmaceutical companies personally, as he's voiced since the 80s. It's quite clear that the elites are probably taking things like apricot seeds, while vitamin B17, again, link in the description, because I care about everyone watching. We have Donald Trump and Joe Biden saying out loud that they support an mRNA cancer vaccine, Trump saying that he possibly saved a bunch of lives by pushing the mRNA shots. Still to this day, he said this a couple of weeks ago on Truth Social. I mean, stop depending and bowing to these leaders, no matter how anti-establishment they seem, no different than independent media. There's so much mainstream alternative media out there that gives you a counter opinion to the mainstream, but still leads you down the wrong road. The reality is there's solutions to all these problems, but people are too distracted by this or that, or blaming a lab or whatever it might be, when yes, there's labs creating poisons that are killing people, but it was not a pandemic. There was not an increase in deaths in 2020. There was a complete decrease in flu deaths suddenly. Weirdly, there were zero in Canada at one point, one winter. So that was obviously where the number was hidden. Anyone that got in a motorcycle accident or got cancer or had pneumonia or had a heart attack or a brain hemorrhage or whatever it might be, they said, oh, it's COVID. And then when the injections came out, they said every heart attack, has nothing to do with the injection. See, they manipulate the numbers in both directions. It's evil. It's fraud. And again, we're basing this, let's go by the official stats here. Okay. SARS-CoV-2 is 99.997% survivable based on PCR tests that are 96% false positive at 40 cycles or more, which most are. And positive for what? They cannot discern between an illness. They cannot decide this illness is this. It could pick up things that you were sick with when you were a kid. And on top of that, it just picks up on terrain. But again, like I said at the beginning, SARS-CoV-2 has never been isolated from a single human being ever. It's only been cultured in Vir monkey kidney cells and compared to a computer simulation. So imagine for a second a petri dish and you're just throwing antibiotics at it for months, and then suddenly you say, oh, look, it's COVID. We found COVID. It's not an actual isolation of a virus. They've never isolated from a person that was sick with it or died with it. You'd think they would have if they knew for sure that this is what they died from. So again, it's absolute absurdity. And we've talked with people like Dr. David Raznick, of course, Judy Mikovits, Dr. Andrew Kaufman, Dr. David Martin, many people on this issue, because the reality is that at first it started with a few doctors that came out and they were controversial. Now it's widespread knowledge that this was a hoax. You talk to most people on the street and they at least have some semblance of understanding that it was a hoax. Will they allow it to happen again? Yes, most people would, unfortunately, but nonetheless, we're seeing the after effects, heart attacks in children. I've seen a 14-year-old collapse from a heart issue when we were in Carlisle, England, 2 years ago. I've seen people foaming at the mouth. I've seen people die in front of me. I've seen many of my associates, people that I know throughout the years, dying after getting injected. And now we see this cancer rise, which is just beyond belief. I mean, as people that were totally healed, and then suddenly, out of nowhere, they get a massive tumor and die within a week or two or three. It's not normal. This turbo cancer thing is insane. And meanwhile, they're also, the Moderna master patent in 2018 showed that they have the ability to inject people with organic and inorganic materials. In the inorganic materials, they could respond to signals from outside of the body and be remote controlled. And this was a master patent, which underneath that, the SARS-CoV-2 vaccine by Moderna is under. So there's also a big chance that they have things in people's bodies that are being essentially remote controlled to some degree and are a ticking time bomb in themselves, but can go after cells and destroy cell count and push the body into a terrain where it gets cancer and inflammation and sugar and all that kind of stuff, and all the management inside the body. So this is beyond obvious at this point. They're trying to mass murder people. They want everyone on chemo. They want everyone bowing the knees to their new lords and saviors, the pharmaceutical companies, the military industrial complex, and the Zionist world order. We have a very important responsibility before us, which is to withdraw from the system, to withdraw from the pharmaceutical system, the food system, and the banking system by not being dependent on grocery stores, not being dependent on all your money being digitally in a bank where it's not yours, it's the bank's, and not being dependent on pharmaceuticals every time you have a headache. Actually do something about it. There's a reason why these things are happening and we should reject it. I've made many mistakes health-wise in my life, but I very much stay away from pharmaceuticals. And, it's important to me that, if I wake one person up, maybe one person tells two other people, those two people each tell two people or whatever. It's so important. That's why I promote things like RNC Store. That's why I have John Richardson Jr. on the show so much, because I think this could literally save lives. This is right in front of our fingers, and it has a long shelf life. And, the father of chemotherapy, one of them, said on the news years ago that chemotherapy was not ready for prime time and that vitamin B17 worked. It was used on so many patients in the late 60s, early 70s, and the FDA came after it. I'm not saying it cures cancer. I'm saying look at the studies yourself. Look at the testimonies. We've gone through thousands of examples on our show before, and no, it's not going to kill you with cyanide. It's very clear that it's not activating in your body. You're not eating something that's going to give you a heart attack from cyanide. This is something that's, I won't go into it all day. We've done a bunch of videos on this. We've shown studies on this. There's books out there called Little Cyanide Cookbook, etc. I urge people to check those out and check out our old videos on cancer with Dr. John Richardson's son, John Richardson Jr. Again, G. Edward Griffin wrote World Without Cancer based on this. So again, we have a bunch of evidence and information here. This is one of the solutions, in my opinion, to this problem that they are forcing on us. They're spraying the skies. They're destroying the food supply. They are poisoning the food supply. They are injecting children. They want you dead, my friends. They're going after the chicken supply right now, saying bird flu and the new fake thing to scare everyone into slumber and obedience. I urge people, before your social credit score and your CBDC doesn't allow you to, go over to rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center. Again, your source for Laetril online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. Use code Josh, J-O-S-H, and you save money on these products. Again, there's books, there's all the information you need. And this is, I believe, very much life-saving. So I really wanted to drive this home today. As always, you know, we're worried about the poisoning of the food supply. We have wild pastures, 20% off for lifeless, $15 off your first box of 100% grass-fed and finished beef, pasture-raised pork, pasture-raised chicken, wild-caught seafood, no mRNA, no GMOs, no pesticides, hormones, any other chemical, raised on regenerative family farms in 48 U.S. states, delivered to your door, temperature-controlled and customizable as you see fit. So there is a solution right there. Another thing, another major solution, one of the most important, I think, HeavensHarvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO. There's organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get 5% off and free shipping on much of these products. This could save you and your family from being in a Bill Gates ration line, eating cancer-causing foods and mRNA foods and bugs later on a CBDC based on a social credit and carbon credit score. This is what they're unrolling. This is why they're going after the food supply. This is one of the reasons they're going into war. It's a reset for a reason. And if you guys don't actually do something for yourself in this, then you will be left behind no matter how smart and intelligent and awake you are. If you don't prepare, you will be left behind. So again, heavensharvest.com, code WAM, W-A-M. Of course, we have ways that you can reject the banking system and buy physical gold and silver. We have firstnationalbullion.com/schedule-consult/. Make sure to use our link because that means you can sign up with Mark Gonzalez. I want you guys to sign up with Mark Gonzalez. He is a truth speaker. He is a really good man. He's a freedom fighter. We've done videos in my old house before I left it a few months back. You can schedule an appointment for a free consultation and a complimentary investor package when you talk with him and you sign up. And buy physical gold and silver. You could keep it in your home. You could keep it in a safe. You can put it into an IRA, et cetera. In the comments, when you sign up, make sure to tell him that you found him through World Alternative Media or WAM. We appreciate it. Of course, we have Lion Energy for batteries, solar panels, solar chargers, generators, et cetera. So you don't have to be dependent on the government grid. We have that link below. You save money with our link and you get free shipping. Of course, we have madtravnutrition.com for 100% organic Peruvian coffee from Jamie Ike over at Iconic. Amazing stuff. You can get Manuka honey and, of course, you can get mushroom tinctures. I highly recommend you go and check that site out. That's madtravnutrition.com. Use code Josh, J-O-S-H, and you save money on your order there. As always, my friends, I appreciate any help we can get. You guys are absolutely amazing. We could not do it without you. We have our gogetfunding.com campaigns linked in the description. We have been facing bankruptcy for the last year and a half, almost 2 years now, and we're being hit by one thing after another, and the metric keeps climbing. And, you know, we could not survive if it weren't for you. So thank you so much for those that have helped our 15-Minute City documentary, our a campaign just to help World Alternative Media, and our WAM Legal Defense Fund, which we unfortunately had to start after facing charges personally. We have so much that we can't wait to get into. We do not, do the same thing that the mainstream alternative media does. We're not liked by mainstream or alternative media, generally speaking, because we tell the truth. We don't find the popular avenue. We say what we know to be true, and we want to warn the public for us to, you know, embrace the truth and become freer human beings, because this is a war on humanity. So we appreciate all of you out there that are keeping that ability alive, making it possible for us to hopefully save some lives along the way. You guys are absolutely amazing. We could not do it without you. Thank you. Gogetfunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar. We have a Bitcoin address and we have a Cointree link with a bunch of different cryptocurrencies, including privacy coins that you could donate in if you please. We have a Teespring store with merchandise. And as always, you can find us on a bunch of different platforms. Telegram, Rockfin, Band.video, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media. We're on Hive, Steemit, and Vigilante.tv at Josh Sigurdsson. And we're on the Bad Guys TikTok and Instagram, World Alternative Media, Twitter and Getter at World Alt Media, and all the major podcast platforms, except for, of course, Spotify. Hit that like button, share on social media, hit the notification bell, and hit subscribe if you have not yet already. And as always, live freely, my friends. Live by example. This is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth. Be the change.